Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. If you've lived in Sacramento long enough, chances are you have an Evangeline story. Whether it's memories of your first trip to the three-story costume shop while on a school trip to the Railroad Museum, or as the final stop on a desperate quest to find the exact right wig to pull off your bachelorette masterpiece, Evangeline's has it all. And for 50 years, it's been the place to go, as much a part of old Sacramento as its cobblestone streets. That history was threatened 1 year ago today when a fire on the first floor forced the shop to close. After weathering the repairs, the family that owns it is getting ready to reopen with a big bash. We're going to learn more about it and Evangeline's history from buyer Terry Burge. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, what an exciting moment. We're so excited that Evangeline's is going to reopen. But I'd love to start from the beginning. When did Evangeline's first open?
Yeah, Evangeline's started in 1974 by Dorothea Chausse. And then her daughter gradually took it over. And it originally started as an antique and gift store. And then Deborah, the owner, the current owner now, she's expanded into the store we know and love today.
How long have you been part of Evangeline's?
Gosh, I've been here since 2001. I started off as a freshly graduated from college and looking for a quote-unquote real job, and saw an ad in the paper, if you can believe, for a job at Evangeline's. And I got hired there and had so much fun working during the Halloween season. And it was, I believe, the second year they were open for the Halloween store, the second and third floor. And then I just sort of stayed on, became a manager for a hot second. And then the owner sort of took me under her wing and started showing me the ropes for how she does all the purchasing for the store. And that's what I do now.
I love going through Evangeline's. Three stories, I mean, you could spend hours there.
Oh, yeah, it's easy.
You know, I go in even if I don't need anything. You know, it's just so interesting, and it's so much fun. It sparks your imagination, and you're really behind that. What goes into being a buyer for the costume shop?
Yeah, it's probably, I feel like I have one of the funnest jobs around. I get to pick out all the merchandise for the costume store. I do a little bit for the first floor as well. A lot of it is just going to trade shows and looking online and seeing what's hot and popular, looking at movies and memes, anything. So, and I get to pick out lots of really fun stuff for the store.
I mean, you've been with Evangeline's for pretty much half of its history, 25 years now. When you tell people in Sacramento or maybe even like elsewhere around the region that you work at Evangeline's, I mean, do people tell you like maybe an Evangeline story? Like, oh,
oh
that
yeah.
place.
Lots of stories, or just like, oh, I remember going there when I was a kid, or like, I remember going there personally as a kid, going to jazz festival with my parents in Old Sacramento and just being so hot and kind of miserable because I was a kid. And then getting like the bonus, the icing on the cake was getting to go to Evangeline's and going shopping there. So it's kind of come full circle for me.
Full circle. I mean, and a lot of history. I mean, it's housed in two historic buildings in Old Sacramento.
Yes, it's very cool.
Yeah, Howard House, the Lady Adams building. That's the oldest building along the waterfront. So how seriously does the store take its role in preserving that history and being part of that history?
We do take it seriously. And the Lady Adams building suffered a fire in 1852, but the bricks that it was made with, that's what kept it safe and standing, and that is why it is the oldest building in Sacramento, while the rest of the newly built Sacramento was just pretty much leveled from this fire. And then the Howard House came around about 10 years later, and that was originally just a general merchandise store, and then the upstairs was a boarding house. And in the 1960s, a preservation society came through and they revitalized the area. So we take great pride in having all that historic history in our building. You'll see it in the brick. The staircase that leads from the boardwalk to the second floor is an original staircase, as well as the fireplace on the third floor in our storybook land. However, there are lots of elements that, while they are historic, they're not actually historic to the building. So in the 1970s, on the upper two levels of the Lady Adam, or the Howard House, excuse me, D.O. Mills was a restaurant. It was a bank-themed restaurant and a discotheque. And we still have some of those elements in our store today, like a vault door. What we use as a jail cell was actually like a bank vault with the metal. Uh-huh. And then we have two gorgeous mahogany bars, one on the second floor and one on the third floor, that house our register area and a mask counter. And while they look like they belong to the building, they're actually not original, but they are historic and they just came from Chicago.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember the vault as well. Yeah. So it's nice to learn the history behind that. As I mentioned, today is exactly 1 year since that fire.
It is 1 year. I'm kind of in shock still. I can't believe it's been a year already.
I would imagine it's just been a whirlwind of a year.
It was a crazy year. We were all just so devastated with the fire. And really, honestly, the fire wasn't terribly large. It happened on the first floor. It was an electrical fire, and it happened in our ferry section. So if anyone knows where that is on the first floor. And the problem was, it was the smoke damage and then the water from the fire sprinklers. So that's what really just devastated the first floor. And then all that water went into our basement, which is where we have receiving and all of our backstock for our products. So that was all ruined as well.
Mm. What went into rebuilding for this reopening and reconstructing?
Yeah, it was just a huge team effort. I mean, just obviously lots of contractors, architects, designers, electricians, an amazing restoration team that came in and kind of, you had to dry out the building really quickly because we didn't want to get mold. Just stuff you don't even think about until it actually happens, and you need people to like kind of walk you through everything. But yeah, pretty much everything on the first floor in the basement was completely destroyed. We were able to save a few mannequins and like some hooks that we were able to clean, but everything else was, sadly trash. Mm-hmm. But we have it. The first floor is on its way. It's a work in progress. We're still trying to get there. It's freshly painted. We have new carpet. We're working on the electrical right now. And hopefully we're going to have that first floor open in a few months as well. But we just don't have an exact date yet. Mm-hmm. Especially because I'm sure for everyone who knows, we have floor to ceiling merchandise. I've been ordering all year in preparation for a brand new store. So we have warehouses full of this merchandise that all have to get put back in the store now. So I have a whole crew that we're kind of planning that what's going to happen and how we're going to get that all moved in and organized.
Like interior designing,
Yeah.
You have to organize it all.
So it's going to be a lot of work, but we're up for the challenge. We're excited. I have a great, amazing crew. So I'm so excited.
I'm also curious about the community support because it's just a beloved place in Sacramento. There's a t-shirt on the website, Surviving Fires Since 1852.
Yeah.
What has that support been like?
Yeah, our community is just, we have the best community here in Sacramento. We are so thankful, so grateful. All the comments we've gotten on Facebook and Instagram, social media, you guys are just all so amazing. And people have called us and written us letters even. And the community support is just so wonderful. And we just feel so loved and so blessed. I know we're terrible about posting on social media, but we see all the comments and we see all the wonderful stories people have about our store and shopping there and all the good times people have in our store. Because it's just such a fun, amazing place, and it's beautiful. It has something for everyone. So you're just guaranteed like a fun, good time with your friends or family there.
And more good times are in store. It's a new chapter. You're going to have a grand reopening set next Friday and Saturday.
So it's actually Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, Saturday and Sunday, 10 to 6.
End of June.
So June 27th and 28th, 10 to 6. The street is going to be closed off. We have some roving entertainment. We will have a tent set up with some other activities going on and some outdoor like lawn type games. It'll just be fun to be out there and see everyone and welcome everyone back.
And so the second and third floor will be reopened.
Yes. So the second and third floor, so our costume store will be open. The first floor, unfortunately, is still closed. But yeah, it's the second and third floor. And as a thank you to our amazing, amazing community, we're offering 10% off that weekend only, which is something we never, ever do. So take advantage of it. Come on down, 10% off all your costuming needs for the year.
And then after that weekend, you're You're back open.
We're open. Yeah. So the costume store will be open. The second and third floor will be open every day. I believe we're open 10 to 6. It might be 11 to 7. So definitely check on the website to confirm that or give us a call. But yeah, we're so excited to be back.
I know. You must be so excited. It's been just a long year.
It has. It's been a long year. A long, crazy year.
I would think it's a little emotional, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We were all just in shock, I think. And I honestly, I don't even know if I've ever fully processed it, because it was just so devastating. And, you know, Deborah, the owner, is at, you know, a point where she could retire. And we were so, her staff, we were concerned, like, oh my gosh, is this going to be it? Is she going to shut her doors, walk away? But nope, she's in it. She loves it. This is her baby. So we're still around, hopefully for another 50 years.
Yes, I hope so too. Terry, thanks so much
for
stopping by. Terry Burge is the buyer for Evangeline's Costume Mansion in Old Sacramento. The store will reopen at the end of June, the last weekend of June, and then it will remain reopened, the second and the third floors. That is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple or Spotify. You can also send us an email. We're at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Andrew Garcia, Sarit Lashinsky, and editor Jen Picard. Insight's technical director and audio engineer is Mark Jones. Our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you back here tomorrow. Have a great day.